Welcome to Dreadlocks Media's News Out of the Box for Thursday, April 13th, 2017. I'm Joe Lerza. The U.S. has dropped one of its largest non-nuclear bombs on a tunnel complex in Afghanistan, the U.S. military said today. The use of the GBU-43B is a first for the battlefield and was dropped on the Nangarhar province earlier today. The target was a tunnel complex in Aachen district being used by ISIS. Khorasan. Known as the Massive Ordnance Air Blast, the bomb had been nicknamed the Mother of All Bombs. Developed in 2003, the bomb has been tested but never used against an enemy until now. The bomb is 30 feet long and weighs 21,000 pounds. It's been billed the largest non-nuclear bomb in the U.S. inventory, but the GBU-57 Massive Ordnance Penetrator is larger at 30,000 pounds. The military statement said the bomb was dropped from a U.S. aircraft and the strike was designed to minimize the risk to Afghan and U.S. forces conducting clearing operations in the area while maximizing the destruction of ISIS fighters and facilities. Justice Neil Gorsuch's introduction to his new job began this morning as the Supreme Court gathered in conference ahead of next week's oral arguments. The justices gather behind closed doors without staff to vote on cases under review and decide whether to hear other cases. Four justices must agree to take a case for it to proceed to the High Court. Gorsuch's presence will be felt immediately today when the court will decide whether to tackle two cases involving First Amendment rights and police-involved shooting. Gorsuch's thinking could prove crucial to whether the High Court decides to take the cases and how it may ultimately decide them. Gorsuch will take Elena Kagan's seat as the most junior justice, which comes with other undesirable responsibilities as well. The most junior justice, she said, is also relegated to the High Court's cafeteria committee, where literally the agenda is what happened to the good recipe for the chocolate chip cookies. The Supreme Court will begin hearing oral arguments with Gorsuch on the bench for the first time next week, with all eyes trained toward a major religious liberty case about state funding of a church playground set to be argued Wednesday. More than 7 of 10 millennials are poised to move to a new city to take a job, find a job, or just improve their vibe. But once there, they're unlikely to stay, according to an unusual survey from one of America's top moving companies. Mayflower, which needs to predict their moving business, found that 41% of millennials have moved to a new city without intending to settle down permanently, and they told secrets. 53% say they're likely to make a temporary or vacation move in the next 5 years. As a result, Mayflower has given the millennials a new moniker, Vacation Movers. Mayflower's Melissa Sullivan said the findings of this year's Mayflower Mover Insights study reinforce what our agents are hearing every day. Millennials are excited about their new homes, jobs, and adventures. There are 92 million millennials who were born between 1980 and 2000. The survey found that most plan to lay down roots, but not until they're at least 35 years old. A new report shows that the beautiful blazing California sun was so strong on the state's solar panels last month that for the first time ever, electricity prices dropped into the negative. The data, which was released by the U.S. Energy Information Administration, showed that the solar power harnessed by the California Independent System Operator accounted for almost 40% of the net amount of electricity used between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. These record-breaking numbers are due largely in part to an almost 50% growth in distributed solar capacity recorded in December. That's your Redbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.